There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. Is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up, for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, it's a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the surgery firearms at the highest level.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Pav of The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, heard weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can also listen live on the web at writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T. That's writingtheright.com. And join me this week with my guests and co-hosts. That's The Glenn Pav Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, let's keep righting the right.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
Welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Righting the Right is your chance to call in and comment on constitutional, conservative, Christian, or capitalist issues. Call in now at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now here's your host, Patriot Glenn Pav.
And good morning to the third hour of the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the hour of power. And why? Because I'm inviting you. I'm opening up the phone lines here for you to call in and talk about your concerns and perhaps some of the solutions or some of the things you might be doing in your area, in the grassroots area. Or I just want you to ask a question if you need to. My phone line is 800-313-9443. Once again, 800-313-9443. And now a look at the book at 7 minutes after the hour on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. I want to talk about the third letter in the R-I-G-H-T, godliness. You've heard that word. You probably don't know what it means necessarily, or you may get an idea that it has something to do with God. 2 Timothy 3:5 says, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power, avoid such men as these. Timothy was a convert of the Apostle Paul, and in his second letter to the people that he ministered unto, he said, beware of what people might use as a form of godliness. When I talk about godliness, I'm not talking about a form of godliness. I'm talking about that which is in our heart, the very convictions we have. Also, he wrote in 1 Timothy 2:2, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. We can do that, and we must do that. We had the moral majority back in the late part of the, with Jerry Falwell in the 20th century. And we talked about the moral majority. We have a moral and Christian majority in the United States that is silent, and we cannot allow us to be silent anymore. We must speak up for God, and that's part of being godly. But we are also to lead, and we have led a tranquil life. But it doesn't mean a quiet and tranquil life means that we just lay down and let others roll over us like a steamroller. We get out of the way of the road, and then we work on what we can do. Also, Timothy said in 1 Timothy 2:10, but rather by means of good works, as is proper for women, making a claim to godliness. And as is proper for women, as proper for men, good works, action. This is a great verse, 1 Timothy 3:16. He wrote, by common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. Think about this for a minute. What is the mystery of godliness? Here it is. He spells it out. He who was revealed in the flesh, speaking of Christ, was vindicated in the Spirit, speaking of the Holy Spirit, seen by angels, the angels in heaven, proclaimed among the nations, and that's by the disciples and believers, believed on in the world, and that's believers, taken up in glory, and that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The mystery of godliness.
revealed, vindicated, seen, proclaimed, believed, and taken up in glory. He sits at the right hand of the Father right now, and he looks at those who trusted Christ as their personal Savior as godly, as perfect, because he's died for our sins, your sins, my sins. 1 Timothy 2:10 also says, or actually 1 Timothy 4:7 also says, but have nothing to do with worldly fables, fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. We need to live a disciplined life along the way. And again, in 1 Timothy 4:8, for bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness, or godly discipline, is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. You know, some people say they're so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good, or they're so earthly minded, they're no heavenly good. Well, I dare you right now, my friend, my good listener who can call in at 800-313-9443. I dare you to be so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. You see, when we're heavenly minded and heavenly focused, we can be earthly good because we're pursuing God first. We're seeking God first. Think about that. We've got that all back-asswards, as we would say. We got it wrong. It's not that you can be one or the other and they're not good. We can be heavenly minded so that we can be earthly good. The earthly good is the result. It's the fruit. I've never seen an apple from a tree grown from a seed to a blossom to an apple. I've never seen it grown. It's the fruit of the vine. It's the fruit of the tree. It's the fruit of the branches. It's the fruit of the roots. And so the fruit is godliness as we look to God. And let's look at the book this morning on the Glenn Pav Show. And my thought, the G stands for godliness. Godliness is not only a work of faith, my friend, but also a state of mind. Prayer is absent from our schools. The Ten Commandments are being removed from our hallowed halls of justice. The American flag is being disrespected within by protesters on American soil. The Pledge of Allegiance, including one nation under God, is gradually silenced throughout the land. Offensiveness and political correctness are empty reasons for these removals. God will not push his way into our lives, my friend. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. My friend, let's humble ourselves. Let's pray. Let's pursue him. And let's turn toward reformation from wickedness. Our second president of the United States said that our Constitution was written for a moral and religious people. John Adams was right. We are moral and religious, and our country is immoral and irreligious. I'm Glenn Pav of the Conservative Talk Network, and with godliness, my friend, let's keep righting the right. And now let's take a look more at the news from a biblical Christian perspective. Headline, does concealed carry drop crime rates? Hat tip to American Prosperity for this feed. John Lott, Crime Prevention Research Center, said this, when you allow people to carry concealed handguns, you see changes in the behavior of criminals. Well said. According to research by John Lott, the murder rate between 2007 and 13 has dropped by 22%, while at the same time, the rate of Americans with concealed carry permits has skyrocketed by 130%. Is there a correlation? You, as Sarah Palin would say, you betcha. Compare this to the dramatic increase in crime rates in England and Australia when the populace was disarmed. Is Lott right? Well, Todd Burke, a former police officer and professor of criminal justice at Radford University, disagrees. Burke told Fox News that he doesn't buy the idea that gun permits are driving the reduction in crime. Burke also told Fox News that he thinks better policing is a major factor. He said, I think we have to be cautious about having a casual relationship between gun permits and a decrease in crime, Burke said. Well, Lott's theory is one to consider, but not to the exclusion of others. Oh, I disagree with Burke. So who's right? Well, this writer thinks so-called better policing may be a minor factor, but sides with Lott. American prosperity continues, and asks the question, why? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that most thugs and criminals won't do the crime if they can't do the time or pay the fine. It's common sense, and Lott's data supports it. Fear of consequences changes people's behavior. That is especially true when the time for the crime is time in a hospital from a gunshot wounds, or the fine for the crime is being carried by six. Where do most mass killings occur? They occur in criminal safe zones, like schools, where cowards believe that they won't face effective armed resistance. More on this topic. Does concealed carry drop crime rate? I'll be back on the Glenn Pav Show with the Christian and biblical perspective on the news. Stay with us as we continue on righting the right.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Coming in November. And on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
And welcome back to the Glenn Pav Show, Writing the Right. It's 19 minutes after the hour this morning, and I hope you have a great day. We're talking about our look at news here. Does concealed carry drop crime rates? And this hat tip to American Prosperity and John Lott has said it definitely does. There is a fear of consequences that changes people's behavior when they know that there are concealed weapons in an area. That is especially true when the time for the crime is time in a hospital from gunshot wounds, or the fine for the crime is being carried by six. Where do most mass killings occur? They occur in criminal safe zones like schools, where cowards believe that they won't face effective armed resistance. And now let's continue on with that article. In most crimes, the police are second responders who are at least several minutes away when needed. The real first responders are either armed citizens or innocent victims desperately trying to protect themselves or their loved ones. Which do you want to be, a victim or a victor? Do more guns make for safer streets? Who's right? Lott, who says this, or Burke, who denies it? In a Fox News report, John Lott said that the number of concealed carry permit holders is up from 4.5 million to 11.1 million. Lott told Fox News that when you allow people to carry concealed handguns, you see changes in the behavior of criminals. Some criminals stop committing crimes. Others move on to crimes in which they don't come into contact with victims, and others actually move to areas where they have less fear of being confronted by armed victims. So increasing ownership, litigation, and new state laws have all contributed to the rise in concealed carry permits. In March, Illinois became the 50th state to begin issuing concealed weapons permits, but the cost and other requirements for obtaining the permits varies greatly, from $10 in South Dakota to Illinois' $600 in fees and training. Six states don't require a permit at all for legal gun owners to conceal their weapons. And Lott notes those states have some of the lowest violent crime rates in the nation. I think the rest of the 44 states ought to take heed of those six states. The real measure of the deterrent effect of concealed carry permits, according to Lott, is not laws on the books, but the percentage of a given state's population that holds the permits. In 10 states, more than 8% of adults hold concealed carry permits, and all are among the states with the lowest crime rates. We found that the size of the drop in crime is directly related to the percentage of the population with permits, Lott said. Well, let's conclude this article. Earlier this year, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that California must allow law-abiding citizens to carry concealed firearms in public, striking down the core of the state's permit systems for handguns. The judges found in a 2-1 holding that San Diego County's rule that residents must show good cause to obtain a concealed weapons permit violated their constitutional rights. That ruling is awaiting an en banc review by the entire circuit. Yes, my friends, it is a deterrent to crime for concealed weapons. And as far as my thought on this from an RIGHT point of view, let's take a look at the truth, T for truth, in this matter. The truth is that those with the lowest crime have highest concealed weapon permits in their state. The truth is that those cities that allow concealed weapons to be used and implemented by citizens have the lowest crime rates. Common sense says the truth will set you free, and I hope you understand that as well. Dateline, American Prosperity News. MS-13 gang members among illegal immigrants. If the current invasion of illegal immigrants into America wasn't causing enough problems, you can add one more to the list. Gang violence. That's right. Border Patrol sources say that at least 16 unaccompanied illegal minors from Central America are members of the brutal El Salvadorian street gang Maria Salvatruca, or MS-13. Graffiti was found on the bathroom walls of the Nogales Border Patrol Processing Center, which suggests some of these illegal minors had ties to the organization. An internal Border Patrol summary obtained by Town Hall says Border Patrol agents, called BPAs, and Customs and Border Patrol officers, CBPOs, assigned to the Nogales Placement Center, discovered that 16 unaccompanied alien children, 13 El Salvadorian males, 2 Guatemalan males, and 1 Honduran male, currently being held at the NPC, are members of Mara Salvatruca, MS-13. You see, MS-13 gang members admitted to their gang association following a discovery of graffiti at the Nogales Placement Center. Homeland Security's investigators, ICE enforcement and removal operations, and the Office of Refugee Resettlement were notified, the summary states. Well, the problem is MS-13 was founded in the 1980s in Los Angeles by Salvadorian immigrants and has spread to other parts of the United States, to Canada, Mexico, as well as Central America. Members distinguish themselves by tattoos on their body and often on their face. They use their own sign language. The FBI describes MS-13 activity as perpetuating violence, from assaults to homicides, using firearms, machetes, or blunt objects to intimidate rival gangs, law enforcement, and the general public. They often target middle and high school students for recruitment, and they form tenuous alliances and sometimes vicious rivalries with other criminal groups, depending on their needs at the time. MS-13 members have been recruited by the rival Zetas and the Sinaloa drug cartels in Mexico, as well as the Japanese Yakuza. Some of the illegal miners held in the Nogales Processing Center have admitted to killing and harming others in their home countries. However, because they're under the age of 18, they're treated as children when processed through the Department of Human Services or the Department of Homeland Security Systems. It's easier for these minor gang members to travel under the radar of these agencies and recruit new members. Thousands of non-gang illegals already pose a threat to our national security, and now violent gang members have increased that threat even more. But we think sometimes the disease, Ebola, is the real problem. We think maybe it's the human trafficking of children that is causing this illegal immigration over our porous borders in the South. But here's the real reason why all this has happened, including MS-13 gangs. No border fences. As an example of how it can be done, Israel has put up a border around their country and has enforced it. No big problems. No big invasions inside, coming over that way. They have to have Gaza, which is being under attack right now, have bombs and missiles come over, but they're not getting an infiltration of soldiers, of diseases, of human trafficking, of MS-13 type gang members. They have a border fence. Duh, America, why don't we have it? I'll tell you why we don't have it. We don't have it because our president, our executive, does not want to have it. That's plain and simple. And he tells the senators, Harry Reid, in charge of the Senate, no legislation about border fencing. He tells the media, let's not talk about that we don't have it all the way across our southern border. Let's say it's complete. Let's lie. And they do. They cover it up. For how long will they cover this up? When one of the media gets Ebola? When one of their children are humanly trafficked? When MS-13 comes and has a gang-related shooting in their own family? What's it going to take? We'll talk about more on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, right after these important messages on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Jody Miller. Let's get started. Political analysts say Russian President Putin is feeling the pain of new economic sanctions. For example, Crimea has just been put up for auction on eBay. A new poll shows the popularity of Obamacare has slipped to a new low. In fact, Obamacare is now even less popular than Nickelback. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee announced it raised $100 million to assist in their fight to keep money out of politics. NBC's Chuck Todd said Democrats have a pep in their step, which he hasn't seen since 2012. He then went on to say that Democrats are the bee's knees and their new immigration bill is a real humdinger. The federal government is shipping a number of illegal aliens up to Alaska. Well, that makes sense. If the economy gets any worse, the illegals can just sneak into Russia. Democratic Party activists are pushing Michelle Obama to run for the U.S. Senate. Senator Michelle Obama? Come on. She doesn't even make a good lunch lady. Hillary Clinton is refusing to disclose her net worth. Well, yeah, let me guess. Her net worth is just a little bit more than dead broke. And finally, a new book claims that Joe Biden likes to swim in the nude. And you can read all about it in the latest issue of 101 Reasons We Wish We Were Blind magazine. Thanks for watching News Wednesday, everybody. I'm Jody Miller. Make sure to tell your friends about us, and we'll catch you next time.
Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Pav of the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, heard weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You could also listen live on the web at writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T both times. That's writingtheright.com. And join me this week with my guests and co-hosts. That's the Glenn Pav Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, let's keep writing the right.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing unafraid. But now we're watchers on the sidelines while our families slip away. Where are you, men of courage? You were made for so much more.
Yes, folks, we have been made to be courageous, and God is the one who is our source of courage in our lives, in my life. I speak for myself. How about you? Call in at 800-313-9443 with your comments on our particular news that we've been sharing in the last hour here on the Glenn Pav Show, Riding the Right. The news feeds that we were getting are from all over that have our expert on-the-spot reports, and we appreciate all of them. In the process, we have foreign information we've shared with you. We share some local and state and national things that affect all of us universally. Dateline, Israel is not committing war crimes in Gaza. International law groups respond to Red Cross accusations. Captive to Stoyan Zaman. Palestinians dig through the rubble of a building searching for bodies after what police said was an Israeli air attack at Shati Beach refugee camp in Gaza City back on August 4th. A seven-hour truce under which Israel would unilaterally hold fire in most of the Gaza Strip went into force on that Monday. Palestinians immediately accused Israel of breaking the ceasefire by bombing a house in Gaza City. Gaza officials said 1,796 Palestinians, most of them civilians, have been killed, and more than a quarter of the impoverished enclave's 1.8 million residents displaced. As many as 3,000 Palestinian homes have been destroyed or damaged. Israel has lost 64 soldiers in combat and three civilians to Palestinian cross-border shelling that has emptied many of its southern villages. The European Center for Law and Justice has hit back against the International Red Cross for insinuating that Israel is committing war crimes in Gaza, arguing that it is the terrorist tactics of Palestinian militant groups like Hamas that are in clear violation of international law. It is deeply disturbing, he said, that the International Red Cross, which should be an objective relief organization, is engaging in an unbalanced and biased campaign to smear Israel, wrote Jay Sekulow, who serves as chief counsel of the ECLJ, as well as the American Center for Law and Justice. While insinuating that Israel is committing war crimes as it protects its civilian population under attack by Hamas terrorists, the Red Cross is turning a blind eye to the deadly terrorist tactics used by Hamas, using its own population as human shields, in clearly a violation of international law. We're urging the Red Cross to rely on the facts, rely on the truth in reporting what is taking place in the Gaza conflict. Jay Sekulow further argued that Israel needs to be commended for its efforts and accused Hamas of intentionally attacking Israel and Israeli civilians and using people as human shields. The statement is accompanied by a detailed 13-page letter which outlines a number of instances where the IRC has criticized Israel for the destruction of shelters and schools in Gaza that have led to civilian deaths, but fails to mention the role of Hamas in attacking Israeli soldiers and civilians. A report by Peter Maurer, International Committee of the Red Cross president, who visited Gaza last week, condemned the disregard for humanitarian law that has led to unacceptable tolls on civilians. This conflict has taken an unacceptable toll on the civilian population, Maurer wrote. We have called for the killing and the destruction to stop in the name of humanity. Protecting civilians must be the overriding concern. The parties to the conflict have obligations under the laws of war. We have witnessed serious discrepancies between those obligations and the reality on the ground. We are determined to engage with the parties in an effort to stop this happening again. Maurer asked that having seen the destruction on the ground on Gaza and met many of the victims of the hostilities, he attests that humanitarian law supposed to balance between military necessity and humanitarian considerations has not been respected. This only underlines the need for the parties to absolutely abide by the law and for the international community to take all possible measures to ensure that they are to do so, the ICRC president had said. Well, close to 2,000 Palestinians have died in the conflict so far. A three-day ceasefire that began that Sunday night held out through Monday, with mediators from Egypt hoping to negotiate a longer truce deal between Israel and Hamas. The Red Cross and other international human rights groups such as Human Rights Watch have also published reports accusing Israeli soldiers of firing at unarmed civilians attempting to flee Gaza, as well as medical personnel attempts to rescue the injured. When will there be justice for the civilians in Kuzaz, who's suffering shelling for days, then faced deadly attacks by Israeli soldiers after being ordered to leave the town? Ask HRW Middle East and North African Director Sarah Leah Whitson. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has hit back against such accusations, however, and accused Hamas of committing double war crimes. What do I mean by that? Well, Hamas is committing a double war crime, says Netanyahu. It is both targeting civilians and hiding behind civilians, including UN facilities, which are not only rocket storage sites, but rocket launching sites and mortar launching sites, Netanyahu said, according to CCTV last week. So Israel has every right to defend itself, and we are obeying the rules of law and the international code, and those who are responsible for all these tragic civilian deaths are Hamas. ECLJ's letter sent to Yves D'Accord, Director General of the ICRC in Geneva, Switzerland, further states that international law recognizes Israel's right of self-defense in protecting its civilian population from Hamas terror attacks. The letter added that the attacks on legitimate military targets are not war crimes, and that Israel is taking necessary precautions, that is right, before striking military targets near civilians. The ECLJ notes that only the blind would criticize Israel while giving Hamas a pass, and warns that giving ICRC's blatant bias, it would be difficult to fathom why Israel would cooperate with ICRC officials in the future. We therefore respectfully urge ICRC officials to thoroughly examine what they say before they say it. We urge them further, the ICRC, to examine the facts to determine which party in the Gaza conflict really seeks to comply with IHL and which does not, the letter concludes. Any objective, honest evaluation will, we are confident, lead to conclude that Israel is the only party seeking to meet the requirements of IHL. They send leaflets over to the enemy and say, civilians, get out of the way. We're going to be bombing the Hamas missile sites. Get out of the way. Hamas, what do? They hide behind their own civilians. They form in UN security buildings their headquarters. Hamas uses hospitals to form missile sites and headquarters. They are against, as a criminal would be, against following the rule of war. Well, let's take a look at it from a Christian perspective. Reformation, integrity, godliness, honor, or truth? I'll look at honor on this one because of this. Hamas is not honoring the rules of war. They are slaughtering people and allowing their own civilians to die unjustifiably. They are not honoring it. They are not respecting the UN or any other international organization. They're criminals. They're thieves. They're cowards. Israel has been courageous in defending their people. How would you like it, America, right now where you live? What city you live in? If you hear an air raid siren, you probably wouldn't even recognize it as an air raid siren. I remember when I was very small in primary grades that we would practice every semester or so the what to do when we hear an air raid sound. And there was a bell that would constantly ring, constantly. And we knew to get under our desk and close our eyes and bow our heads and get down in a prone position. We practiced that. I dare say today that we haven't practiced any of this in our country. What would you do if you yourself had to respond to an air raid siren? I'll tell you more after we come back on the Glenn Papp Show, Righting the Right.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pav, President and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Pav Show. I've coined the phrase, righting the right, to encourage us to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum. Each letter, R-I-G-H-T, explains our stance. The R stands for reformation, the I for integrity, the G for godliness, the H for honor, the T stands for truth. Truth can set you free, my friend. The truth is that the founders recognized God as the source of liberty and law. The truth is our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. The truth is, in the distant past, our presidents, Congress, and state and local officials have acknowledged God. The truth is, even the courts have declared that we are a Christian nation. The truth is, American schools were formed to advance the Christian faith. The truth is, foreign nations acknowledge our Christian roots and heritage. So let's live in light of this truth. The result is freedom. This is Glenn Pav of the Conservative Talk Network saying, with the truth, let's keep righting the right.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
And welcome back to our last final phase of our third hour here on the Glenn Pav Show, Writing and Right on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have been giving you a look at the news and a look at the truth of the news along the way. My friends, there are many different topics that we could talk about, and I pray for wisdom as I ask God to give me what is the most relevant, truthful things to talk about, and give you a perspective that some of the news agencies are not bringing you. I want to bring up one called from Dictionary.com that scorches homeschoolers. WorldNet Daily's writer Drew Zan, hat tip to him. Dictionary.com, the popular destination for writers seeking definitions and symbols, contains some scathing commentary on homeschoolers. Now, for your information, we homeschooled for 25 years, our four sons, who are now in their 20s and 30s, and moving on in their careers. And so we understand that we had to swim upstream to homeschool them in the past years, and that was starting about 30 years ago. If you want to keep your kids from reality and turn them into mindless automaton copies of yourself, the site declares, homeschool them. That's what the site declares in Dictionary.com. The pointed statement is just one of three potentially offensive sentences that could be found on the site as late as Tuesday morning as examples for how to use homeschool in a sentence. If you wish to teach your children such nonsense, another of the sentence declares, then homeschool where lame propaganda can remain unchallenged. Here's another one. If she can't find anyone willing to validate her helicopter parenting, lists a third, she'll homeschool. Mark Della Vigna, a representative for Dictionary.com, has since told WorldNet Daily the sentences have been removed. Well, I'm glad. And their users who clear their computer's cache and cookies should see the issue resolved. Well, thank you for bringing this to our attention, Dictionary.com replied to an email to WorldNet Daily. We value the homeschooling community and educate in all forms. These example sentences have been removed because they do not meet our editorial standards. Somehow they slipped through, didn't they? Our 1,605,969 example sentences have been pulled programmatically from reputable publications online over the course of the last 10 years, and our lexicographers are constantly reviewing them to ensure that our site is a reference source of the highest quality. As a small team, we appreciate you bringing this issue to our attention so that we could quickly fix this situation. Well, it got through, didn't it? This isn't the first time the popular website for definitions and synonyms has posted some questionable content, however. WorldNet Daily reported in 2009 when Dictionary.com listed a definition equating narrow-minded with conservative. The website UrbanDictionary.com, which has no connection to Dictionary.com, but instead uses open-source volunteer definitions to explain pop culture terms, also has some harsh opinions about homeschoolers. Its definitions for homeschoolers, for example, accuse homeschoolers of being strange inbreds who think they are better than you. UrbanDictionary.com definition of the well-trained mind forum, an online gathering place for homeschoolers who uses a classical education approach to home instruction, is little more than a profane diatribe accusing insane homeschoolers of child abuse and racism. The site does include a definition for homeschool that's obviously slanted the other direction, though no less laced with obscenity. How's that for, quote, objective journalism? Well, my friends, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And that doesn't stop me. That may even rile me up to be more courageous and more forthright. Let me give you a few facts about homeschoolers. All of their testings in high school and grade school have related to be 1 to 2 years ahead of the public school students and 1 year ahead of the private school, even Christian schools. I was a former headmaster of a Christian school, and I understand that we were ahead at least 1 year of the public schools intellectual testing. That's the facts. It is true. They have been found out. And our homeschoolers made it okay in our house. We have one with two bachelor's degrees in computer science and engineering. We have one medical doctor. He's an ER doctor. We have one mechanical engineer or electrical engineer working for a national governmental corporation. And we have one missionary who works for the county as well. They made it. And I'm saying that homeschoolers are not weird. They're actually paying the taxes for my Social Security. Thank you very much. Listen, folks. There is bias. Because we are a threat, whether we are Christian, whether we are conservative, whether we're homeschooling, whether we're finding success in living our lives in a non-compromising way. And you can too. Take up the gauntlet of courage. Take up the staff like Moses did. Who knows? You might be parting the Red Sea where you live. Time is coming up to 54 minutes now after the hour. Here's an Obama update. The lawsuit against the president was approved by Congress in the last weeks. The lawsuit was put into motion due to the president making unconstitutional changes in Obamacare passed by Congress. One case in point was his delaying of collecting taxes for a year by the business community instead of January 1st, 2014, when they were originally scheduled to pay. The president made 36 unconstitutional changes in the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, after it had been passed, hence the lawsuit. You cannot make changes. You are the executor to execute the law, not to exterminate the law, not to change the law. Obama sends a few terrorists to lunch with Allah. With Allah. Will that really help? And this hat tip from Molly Nickel, mollynickel.com. In the meantime, pray for peace. Pray for the besieged in Iraq. Pray for America. Murder of the Middle East Class by Wayne Allen Root is a real eye-opener as to the tactics and the success of the one-world progressive running America. Yoo-hoo terrorists, I'm coming after you. Our clueless leader announced that he is going to bomb the terrorists who are overrunning the Kurds and about to slaughter thousands of Iraqi and Syrian religious refugees, among them Christians. Why doesn't he follow the counsel of Nike and just do it, for crying out loud? Finally, you did. Clear the rats out of the rat's nest by massive bombing, not just hitting a convoy or two. Or is he receiving guidance to just level the playing field, if you will, by only sending a few Islamic terrorists to lunch with Allah? The most powerful woman in America, Obama's handler, and no, I don't mean Michelle, it's Valerie Jarrett, slammed Israel this past week on Face the Nation, claiming that Israel's attacks on Gaza schools and hospitals were indefensible, even though at the moment it's not clear if the rockets came from Hamas, seeking a PR opportunity, or from Israel. Responding to heat trails left by launch missiles, for crying out loud, Valerie, how about Hamas? Are their actions defensible? Hamas hides rocket launchers in schools and hospitals. Come on, get a grip. Get the truth in. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today on the Glenn Pav Show, Writing the Right. Join me tomorrow, second hour, on the military. Film producer Greg Propp, When Heaven and Hell Collide, with Jim Peters' Wounded Warrior Ministry. My third hour on the Constitution with Keith Broder and the Constitution Club. On behalf of our expert co-hosts, our faithful sponsors, today's special guest that we've had, author Anthony Ford, and studio engineer Sam, this is your Patriot host, Glenn Pav, saying to my bride of 38 years, Melanie, and to you, my listening friend, God bless you. Keep writing the right. May God bless America. May America bless God. And by all means, may God save the U.S. Hey.
If you'd like to learn more about Writing the Right and the Glenn Pav Show, go to writingtheright.com. Join us every weekday on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to download the podcast at writingtheright.com. Until then, this is Glenn Pav, your Patriot host, saying, keep writing the right.
I'm Glenn.